With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know the future, man, you know?
Feel like I can't breathe in a this suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Oh, kill it, come on, kill it.
Hey, freedom record. Whoa, 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 whoa. Play out some good, good, good reggae music. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
Hello and welcome back to the Reggae Up Yourself podcast with me, your host, The Future Man. And people, it's an understatement when I tell you that I got a reggae sensation with me. Without further ado, Mr. Kabaka Pyramid. Greetings, my brother.
Okay, but okay, like.
Cool,
bless
man.
Bless
you, brother. Yo, blood, I'm so pleased to, you know what I mean, that you take time out of your busy schedule. I know you're going to go do your rehearsal and for your show tonight and things, so it is fully appreciated that you take this time out.
No problem, man. I have to do them things, man. I mean, man.
Jano, you know, I must also say as well that I'm really pleased with the way you're carrying reggae music and putting back reggae music where it's supposed to be. I think that deserves a lot of credit, you know what I mean? Because there was a lot of rumors that reggae is losing, you know what I mean? What it used to bring to people, and I love the way that you're bringing that back to the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't afford for that, go on, so we have to do what we can, you know?
See, yeah, man, so let's go straight into this. Where exactly in Jamaica are you from?
From Kingston 6, Mona side, you know, right near the University of West Indies, Poppy inside them places.
Seeing?
Yeah, man.
So, what was it like growing up there?
Well, you know, I had a pretty decent childhood still, you know, compared to the average Jamaican still. I can't say I give thanks. So my parents could have put me in a school like Mona Prep and Campion College when I did pass for go high school. And, you know, Christian family, so I usually go to church every Sunday. Every Friday evening and things, so I get that background there and a kind of moral upbringing and thing where I know right from wrong and get a good education and thing. And you know, is it me I use now to even navigate throughout the music? And my two manager them is two man where they there with me from first form in a high school.
Yeah,
and we just use the knowledge that we get and I use it for navigate the business now.
Yeah, man, give thanks. You can see that you come from a humble background, you know what I mean?
Shit.
It's showing the music when you listen to it, you know what I mean? So when you're growing up in Jamaica, I mean, that side of Jamaica you're from is like, is that from the ghetto side or?
You know, it's more like an uptown vibe, but like, I grow amongst a lot of uptown people.
Yeah.
You know, but cause my father is a man like this. Him grow up, you know, I walk barefoot, go school in a Portland.
Yeah.
But him hustle him way through life and him get him reach to a point where him become an electrical engineer and get certified, and him usually fly go foreign and come back with different things where him a sell, and from TV to computers to satellite dish and to the point where him establish himself as a businessman. So you know, when money start make now, you're able to buy your house uptown and thing, and you can put your youth them in a some good school.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say me really grow like our typical uptown person grow, like look down upon people and feel like you're better than people and them thing. I always deal with people upon any level where
true.
Anybody at, and I try to be a good person within the whole thing, and that's the kind of upbringing where me get.
Yeah, man, that's, you know what I mean? Like I said before, but you know what I mean? Just by your whole attitude, your persona, you can tell that, you know, you're an humble person. And I think that's one of the reasons why so much people gravitated to you, you know what I mean?
True,
give thanks for that, because many times artists that is as successful as yourself kind of lost their way and start to show a side of them which nobody think that was in them, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
No.
So, were you, you said you used to go to church. Did you start out singing in church like most Jamaican singer?
No, you know, so I never really have the singing background like that still. It's just a thing where when we start the music, you know, 15, 16, 17, at them time, I try to figure out how the singing thing I go.
Yeah.
So when me usually do music first, I would try to sing and I would want to sound like Sizzla.
Yeah.
But I never did really develop the voice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I listen enough hip hop, so I usually try the rap thing.
Yeah.
And when I rap, I say, boy, this song good, because I'm not afraid to sing, I'm not afraid to worry about no melodies and them thing there.
Yeah.
So that's why I usually put out more of my hip hop music them time there.
So everybody
kind of have it, say, I just start out rapping and then I start the reggae after. But I always do both of them, but I did have to develop the voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, did you sing on any of the sound system in Jamaica as well as a youth?
Not really, you know. We did have our own sound system.
Okay, tell me about that.
Some little youth time bomb sound. Yeah. You know, we usually play at the little uptown party them and thing, and the high school party them and them something there. And we all clash sound and we cut dub play. We did cut some of the first Vibes Cartel dub play them uptown.
Yeah.
You know, before nobody never know about him and them thing there. So we talk like 2000, 2001 them day.
Yeah.
We did have the sound. So that's how me kind of grow into the music.
See?
And then we build a studio after that for voice, dub plate and thing for artists.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually me and myself and other ones start write music.
Yeah.
And then we start record, and then that's how the whole Baby Rock label start come about now, because we say, oh, we have music, so we want to put it out independent, you know?
Yes. Two things I'm going to ask on that front as well. A lot of artists in Jamaica have listened to their interviews and stuff like that. When they first started out, it was like a real challenge to get into a recording studio to record. Did you face any of that?
No, because we have our own studio.
Okay, so you cut out the middleman and anybody that want to stop you.
I remember my brother, because my brother usually do production. And I remember him did have an artist named Massacre. Not the Massacre we're out now, but my next bridge where they go school today.
Yeah.
I remember them having to go studio and I sit down and I wait for hours.
Yeah.
I try to get for voice and them something there. Me say, boy, I'm not ramp with that something there. Me just rather, even if the quality not sound good, me rather just go and voice myself and work on the thing.
Independent.
Until the point where I can start buy some good equipment and then eventually we build a proper studio.
Yeah.
And thing, and you know.
So tell me about Baby Rock.
Yes.
Label.
Baby Rock, that's our label, our bridging them from origin time. I talk from 2002 Baby Rock start.
Yeah.
And we put out an album when we did, when I was like 17.
Name the album.
It was Sea Full of Madness.
Is it available now for people to check out?
No, you know, okay, I'm fine. Only people from them time would get the CD.
Yeah.
Never did start upload things by internet yet.
Yeah.
But me did do two mixtapes, Transition 1 and 2, which was hip-hop mixtapes.
Yeah.
Them there, you can find online if you Google them.
Okay.
But straight rapping thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that now, we put out a double CD. When we reach back a yard, because I did live in Ireland for a little time.
Okay.
And we reach back a yard now and link up back with all of my bridging them. And then we put out a double CD with the whole Bebel team, all of the ones them. Like coming like a Wu-Tang thing, like 8 away.
Yeah.
And track and a collaborate and beer thing. And then we just, you know, get out and nobody don't know with them time there.
Yeah.
And then it's like after that now, the live music scene start come up. So like Janine and Protégé and, you know, Raging Fire, them Nomads start to come out. And Janine introduced me to enough people in that circle there.
Okay.
And that is when I meet Protégé now. And at the same time, I did a work on a song with Cora Fire, who is my original Bebel team.
Yeah.
Linky and thing. And we did do a song named Better Must Come. And Protégé hear it. And the man said, love it, bro. It's like a hip-hop beat.
yeah.
and some piano, and then we are sing and sing jape on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like we kind of find the formula now, how we are going to deal with the music and mix the reggae with the hip hop.
Yeah.
And then him hear another track where I do name Free From Chains.
Yeah.
And then now him say, yo, you need to work on an EP. So him did, you know, he carry up a theme yard now, and him have a little studio there, and him just give me the studio, and him give me some beats, so him did that from some other people.
Yeah.
And then that is when my work on the EP, my record myself, mix the song then myself.
Yeah.
And put together, my design the artwork myself.
So you do all the engineering and stuff
everything,
like that?
Everything, yeah, man. Everything, my voice myself, man.
That's real talent, that, man.
Well, you know, you just have to figure it out still, you know?
Yeah.
It's not as difficult as people might think.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, you just learn it, and we put out the Rebel Music EP, and from then, like 8 months later, I was touring Europe.
Yeah, was that the time, first time when I meet you in the UK?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
We met in 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was 2012.
Okay.
First time I'm gonna touch Europe, yeah.
Yeah, what was it like the first time when you've been booked to go tour overseas? Bear in mind, I take it that this was always a dream of yours to take your music across the waters.
I know, big dreams, yeah. Like,
no?
Me just did I do music, and me never ever really picture say it would have worked out and we would have been doing them thing. I'm just, it's like as we go along,
yeah,
it's like the more and more we realize, say, yo, it's a real thing this. Cause we usually just do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know? And when my sister, people start connect with the reggae side, cause I do hip hop long time.
Yeah.
And beer fight it I get, you know? It's like people like it, but them not really support it, and you know, people not really understand yeah. Jamaicans rapping.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to ask you about, that, because myself, I know very few Jamaicans that was rapping myself. You know, I mean, I grew up in Jamaica as well, and I can't think of more than one or two people that I see rapping in Jamaica, so how was that?
It's difficult, you know, we're at a small circle.
Yeah.
Rappers still about, you know,
yeah.
some of them actually putting out a project soon.
Yeah.
I mean, they give them a verse from one of the song them. But it's like you have the rappers them, but if we keep like an event,
yeah.
then you know, maybe like 100 people come out and things, some small shows and things.
Yeah.
But nobody pan radio now playing no Jamaican rappers like that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know,
yeah,
get that,
yeah.
You know, get that strength there. Some of them, you know, probably not doing the quality of music where, you know?
Yeah.
Because reggae is so much more advanced in Jamaica than hip-hop.
Yeah.
So maybe the song them not sound as great quality-wise and them thing. So maybe that's a factor. But, you know, somehow we are the real quality music.
Yeah.
You know, but it does not pick up in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So when we start put out the reggae music now with the hip-hop flavor, that's when people start log on on the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get the strength from Protégé, and that make Europe start watch the thing, and you know, everything just start move from this. So.
One of your songs that is making waves at the moment, and even a Spanish guy said to me the other day, he said, have you heard Kabaka Pyramid's song, Kabaka versus Pyramid? Tell me something about that song, because I know he's going to be listening to this as well, and he's very interested in it.
Yeah, man, so that's a song I did on the Accurate mixtape with Walchi Fire.
Yeah.
And him did want me, him did send me the beat where Biggie did have a song named Give Me the Loot.
Yeah.
And in that song, Biggie have two personality, and
yeah.
the two of them are rob a store.
Yeah.
So me don't want to tell a story similar to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what me do is me end up do it, say, my DJ self I battle with my rapper self.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like we are go back and forth to see who are the better lyricists. And at
yeah.
the same time, in the diss them, is like me I tell the story about how, you know,
yeah.
me I say like, me did have the name Pyramid first, and then you teeth it, and enough of them little thing that
yeah.
come into play, and you know, me talk about the singing thing and the auto tune and the rapping and this and that, and it, you know, it's just a well creative song.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
very proud of the song. I'm glad that people love it, and people always ask me about it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. As I said, this guy, a guy called Yuri Green, is a producer. He's from Spain.
Okay.
He's a Spanish producer, and he was like really excited about it. You know what
nice,
I mean?
Nice.
So, you do stuff with Chronix as well, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Because Chronix, I mean, is making a lot of waves on all the mainstream radios, even here in the UK. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, what is it like working with Chronix? Were you working with Chronix from like before he gone global, and yourself as well before the two of you like become
yeah,
like?
Man. Yeah, man, for sure.
Because like it or not, the two of you are mainstream reggae artist right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably more mainstream than me, for sure. But,
yeah,
you know, I think it's 2011 we did meet Chronix.
Yeah.
Up at Protégé Yard. And from then, you know, we just always have vibe with each other. And we have multiple songs over the years. Working with him, he is a man where him come up with song ideas quick.
Yeah.
And him not ramp. And anything him sing is just gold.
You know?
It's just one of them things that where him know how a song supposed to fit upon a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, and him just when him at write him, create him harmonies them and all of the background vocal is just him know for complete a song.
Yeah.
You know, so him is a man, even Worldwide Love is a song me have and me give it to him, and him and Kelly sir add some harmonies and things to it.
Yeah.
So him is a man like that. Him just love music.
Yeah.
You know, but don't know, we get busy now, so we don't get to link as much in studio as before. But you know, him did ask me for do a verse on him Roots and Chalice mixtape.
Yeah.
And then me asked him for do a verse on my Accurate mixtape. So
yeah.
You know?
That's good, man. You know what I mean? It's always good to see like the artists that are really doing it, working together before it's all happening, and then still staying together, because very often people forget the people they used to be with and things, you know what I mean?
True.
So that's also a show how down to earth it where you are, and that's why the progress, and that's where the success come from, because people not losing themselves on the journey, you know what I mean? So
definitely,
real credit to the two of you for that. So what's coming up next for Kabaka Permit?
So we're on the Contraband tour right now. We're touring UK and Europe.
Yes.
We have show in London this Thursday, O2 Academy Islington.
Yeah.
You know, Bristol tonight at the Fleece. We have Manchester on Friday at Sound Control. And
then
we head to mainland Europe after that until we go back to Jamaica for Reggae Sumfest.
Yeah.
And the name of the tour is Contraband, because that's the name of my upcoming album.
Yeah.
I look for dropping at the fall.
I've seen that been advertising on Reggaeville quite hard at the moment.
Yeah, so I made the cover of the Festival magazine with all the European festivals for the summer.
Yeah.
And then feature an article about my upcoming album.
Yeah.
So it's a good look. And
the album is called Contraband.
Yeah.
And that's out in...
And in fall.
Okay.
Yeah, releasing it this fall. And the first single released is a song called Can't Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can look out for that song, and it's available online on iTunes and everything, SoundCloud, YouTube.
Yeah.
We're dropping the video soon. We're editing the video now and want to release it soon. So, you know, and then hopefully we'll drop another single and then look to push out the album in a fall.
Yeah, man, I know a lot of people, including myself, is looking forward to see that, you know what I mean?
Yes, thanks.
So, brother, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time to, you know, chat to me right now. Much appreciated, you know what I mean? It's a real honor, it's a real pleasure,
you know what I mean,
that you take time out, because very often guys that is, you know what I mean, global like yourself is not very easy to get hold of. So truly appreciate it, and I wish you all the success in the future, and hope like we link up before we'll be able to link up further down the line, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Some other time.
Yeah,
so good luck tonight as well, man.
Give thanks,
you know what I mean? Hope you have a great time down there, you know.
Give thanks,
yeah, man.
Hopeful and true.
Blessed love, brother.
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.